on this episode of Counting Cars. Help me clarify
the artwork. I want our family represented in skulls.
Like a skulled-out rendition of the family.
Yes.
I love it.
Show me what Mike taught you. Put some white right there.
That's... Stop.
Your Sunbeam Tiger. Bad car, man. You just don't find it. Would you even consider like a $20,000 offer on this?
Last time I was offered $20,000, I threw the guy out.
Man. Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow. What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Ah, it's a cool-looking old Suburban.
Keep your eyes peeled if you see anything, man. Just holler. I'm always looking. I'm
smelling with the money.
Yeah, man. And I'm bad to easy. Every time I go out, I know I'm supposed to be heading one way, but I'm always seeing what's out there, man.
Love it.
I'm heading out to meet with a client about a possible restoration project. Dweezy, he's my new guy in the body shop. I figured I'd bring him along and he can check this project out with me. Plus, it's a great way for me to hang with him, see what this guy's all about.
Where do you get the courage to just come up to somebody and ask them to pull over? That's nuts.
That's a very good question. I'll tell you what, I'm going to just show you.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Get out of here.
Let's just see what we can find, man. Let's cruise around some of these back streets.
Don't we have a car that we got to go check out?
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't tell Kevin we're screwing around. See on the right, old Trans Am right there. It looks like it needs a whole lot of love.
It'll work.
Made the move for that. Let's see what else we can find.
Is that a Malibu right there?
Where are you looking?
Green.
That is a
Monte Carlo.
Carlo. Yeah.
That is nice.
That's somebody's baby.
Yeah, they're not letting go of that.
Yeah, that was already too nice. What's this guy got, man? He's got a mini with an airplane on the roof. Now, that's definitely something you don't see. Oh, what's he getting?
What's that?
Dude, that is a Sunbeam. That is a cool car. We're going to talk to that guy.
Seriously?
Yeah, man. Let's go say hi to this gentleman.
Now y'all going to have me on edge. Not going to spook him, are you?
I hope not. I hope not. Let's just be cool and see what he's got to say.
Hey, man, how you doing? We were just driving down the street and saw what appears to be a Sunbeam hiding in your garage. I saw you working on that, and I had to stop, if you don't mind. I'm a car guy. My name's Danny.
Danny?
Yes, sir. Rick, nice to meet you, brother. This is Dweezy.
How you doing, Rick?
This is wicked cool.
The British are known for a lot of things, but not necessarily for their muscle cars. This Sunbeam Tiger is the exception to the rule. Manufacturer The Roots Group was looking for a power upgrade to their Sunbeam Alpine, so they teamed up with automotive legend Carroll Shelby. Redesigned it with a Ford V8 engine, and the Sunbeam Tiger was born. When the Roots Group was eventually bought out by Chrysler in the mid-60s, they ended production on the Ford-powered Tiger after only 3 years on the market. Do you mind if we look at it?
Oh, no. Feel free.
This has got the Ford V8 in it.
Yes, it does.
V8? Bad car, man.
There's a monster in there.
That's what I'm talking about. Do you know how much horse you're pushing out of it?
Roughly 350.
350 horse in this little thing.
How do you keep it straight?
Oh, you don't.
Dweezy, this is really cool to find something like this, man. You just don't find these, man. What year?
67.
67. How long have you had them?
I bought it in 71, right off a car lot.
So you just start taking it apart, restoring things?
Well, that's what I was going to do. Well, you know how it is when you're married. Things like this get pushed to the back.
Pushed to the wayside? It's crazy that Dweezy and I stumbled upon this 67 Sunbeam Tiger. I mean, I am in such awe of this car. I don't know whether I would flip her or just keep her for myself, but I do know this. I'd love to take her home today. I have to ask, only because I can't help myself, and I won't be able to sleep tonight if I don't ask. Is this something that you would sell?
Everything's for sale for the right price.
Would you even consider like a $20,000 offer on this car?
Well, last time I was offered $20,000, I threw the guy out.
Don't throw me out, please. we're still talking. I'm please don't throw me out. Man, is 25 anywhere in the ballpark?
No.
No. Do you have a number that you would say yes to?
I would be very comfortable at 35.
Man,
I don't know that I can go that far today. I'm man. I don't know. I really like this car. Can't do it. Man, as much as it pains me to walk away from this beautiful Sunbeam Tiger, there's no way in the world I can drop 35 grand on this car right now. I mean, I don't care how outrageous and beautiful and rare she is. I just can't justify spending that dough. Besides, I really don't need a lecture from Kevin. This car is now going to harass my thoughts. It's just beautiful, man. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
Selling that plane?
Everything's for sale for the right price.
Dude, thank you, Rick.
Let me show you what we got in for your 53 Chevy truck.
All right.
I've got the cab right here.
Nice.
We've gone through it, did some body work.
Perfect. Yeah.
Nice. The other day, we received a huge shipment from former baseball player Matt Manti. He sent us pieces for a 53 Chevy truck that he wants to build. And today, he's coming in with his wife to give us his vision for their truck.
What's up, gang?
Hey, Danny.
Sorry I'm late.
This is Matt and Erica.
How are you, Matt?
Danny.
Matt Manti.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
Nice meeting you.
Erica? Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure, darling. Thanks for sending us your truck.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Appreciate it. Kevin's showing them
what I'm showing them all the pieces and parts, yeah.
All right. I want to know, what are you looking for out of this truck? What's your vision with this thing?
I want it to represent our family, like our kids and baseball.
Beautiful.
And just, I mean, I want the thing to just haul or my language.
I love it.
I want it to just get out there and just rumble and have some fun with it.
How many kids y'all got?
Two.
What, two boys, two girls, boy, girl?
A boy, he's 10, almost 11, and a girl that's 2, and she's almost 3. She's wild.
All right. So help me clarify with the artwork.
I want our family represented in skulls, airbrushed skulls. So
okay.
My son and I maybe on the driver's side, and then my wife and my daughter on the other side.
This. Kind of like a skulled out rendition of the family.
Yes. And then underneath the hood, I want something to do with my mom, who passed away in 94. Whether it's just her name, or
what's your mom's name?
Vicky.
Vicky?
Yeah, Vicky Denise. My mom passed away before my first year in the big leagues, which was unfortunate. You know, she passed away with cancer, and I watched her battle, and I think that's one of those things that helped me throughout my career was watching what my mom went through. I learned her battle was a lot harder than mine, so my days were a lot easier.
So we're paying respect to family, definitely paying respect to mom, and we want this thing to be wicked, wicked cool.
I want an old car, but I want it to be new school.
So then we want all the creature comforts. We got power steering, power disc brakes, power windows, air conditioning.
Yeah.
Basically, we're looking at a new vehicle wrapped up in a 53 Chevy body.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys talked about budget at all, but in your mind, you have just built a pretty expensive rig.
I think we're probably going to be somewhere around the $80,000 range.
Right. Yeah, are you okay with your budget?
Yeah, we're good. We're excited.
Perfect. Awesome.
All right.
She just wants it done right, man.
Done.
She wants it done right.
Done. We will take great care of you.
All right.
We're on this.
Perfect. We're on this.
Let's go to the office, you guys. Man, this project is going to be great. I love Matt's vision, and after meeting with him, I really think we're on the same page together. He wants a good family tribute with a way cool Cal's Customs twist. This truck, it's going to be gorgeous. We've been cranking on former Major League Baseball player Matt Manti's 1953 Chevy pickup. Let me tell you, man, the body shop, they got their hands full putting this baby back together right now. But so far, she is coming out gorgeous. Matt wants us to paint his family on the truck as skulls. Well, that's not very easy. So I'm going to check in with Ryan and Horny Mike and see what they've come up with. What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on, boss?
How are you? What are you cats up to?
Just getting this thing ready for paint.
Yeah? Did you guys get a chance to do any kind of renderings or anything for the baseball truck? Matt wanted his family done up in skulls.
Actually, we did.
Did you really?
We did what we do as far as renderings go.
Let me see what you guys got.
Well, we have renditions, but I'm not going to tell you whose is whose, because as soon as it says it's Ryan's, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I like that.
That's true.
So that's a good point. We're not going that route.
Okay.
So here's the actual pictures.
It's hard to do a skull that looks like somebody because you're removing all the features to get to the skull.
Well, I think it just kind of has to, like, you know, insinuate, you know, and try and incorporate the most features you can. So what do you got, man? Show me what you got.
Now, this is more not necessarily a skull. It's more of a zombie, honestly.
Is that what he asked for?
This at least is going to represent them more, to look like his family.
this makes sense. He said he wanted his family. Yeah, I realize he said he wanted skulls, but you can't make a skull because you tear their face off.
Well, that's obvious that Mike did this.
Sometimes the customers don't know what they want. Sometimes you gotta lead them in the water and then push their head in.
They're not supposed to be zombies, they're supposed to be skulls. They're just totally wrong, man. What else you got?
Here is Ryan's. They're pretty much just, honestly, skulls with hair.
Skulls with hair.
He said he wanted his family. You gotta be able to recognize them.
Yeah, I got you. They're skulls with hair, but this is correct, though. This is what really kind of what we're going for. Father and son on the one side, mother and daughter on the other side. I like these.
What do you like about them? They're skulls with hairlines. That's it. There's something special about it. I could have done this in my sleep.
Ryan, once again, man. Perfect. Right on the money.
Thank you very much.
Right on the money.
Matt wanted skulls. Matt's getting skulls. Just not too sure how much he's going to like seeing his family without faces. But I guarantee you this, he'll like it a whole lot better than Mike's zombie apocalypse family.
I get the shaft every time.
Are you insane?
I took like 2 hours just trying to get these to look right. Seriously, sometimes I don't know why I don't get a raise.
So the back of the paper's still usable,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good. There you go. And you rock.
As
Mike,
always.
Do something, man.
I did. Get off my drawings.
Here, take your drawings.
Take your stupid drawings.
Where's it at?
It's right here.
This is it?
Yeah. So a few months ago, Danny helped me buy my little dream car. She's tiny, she's beautiful, she's sexy, and finally she's almost done. I convinced Mike to teach me how to airbrush it, but he really sucks.
I'm gonna give you a 2 second lesson. That's it. Here's all you gotta do. 2 second lesson. You have fun, Rolly.
Come on, man. The thing is, I don't know enough to do it by myself, but I have to get it done. That's all I have left. I'm dumping Mike, and I just really hope Ryan is gonna help me out.
You put it face down. Dude, you never said anything face down. And that's why. See that big gouge all the way across your skull? This is your baby. You protect your baby.
Did I just this
look
up?
At this. Yeah, look at that.
This is why I need your help.
Yeah. You need help with something. It looks pretty good. I can see exactly. I mean, this is awfully dark.
But he never taught me. He never teach me. Just do it. But still needs details.
All right, man.
I don't want to leave that on the car.
Show me where you're at with this.
Huh?
Show me where you're at. Show me what Mike taught you. Just show me. I'll tell you exactly what to do. I'll point. Okay? It's easy. First, you're gonna fix that scratch you put in that.
I'm holding the gun, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Pushing the button, okay?
The button's fine. Put some weight right there. That's not bad. Highlight that right there. Not done. Don't always have paint come out. Don't go back and forth with the paint on, because you put little dots in there. Do it again one more time. One more time, right there. And paint. That's not too bad.
See, now that's teaching. I just learned more in 5 minutes than for months from stupid Mike. I still need a lot of help, but with Ryan, I know I can get her done. My little baby is gonna look awesome. Check that out.
That's... Stop. This thing's gonna need a lot of work.
Finally, I'm ready to show you my vision.
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, Ronnie! Bring your baby out!
Be right back.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That is ridiculous.
It was beautiful. My guy's been spending a whole lot of time helping Rolly turn his tiny piece of 70s electric junk into, well, something. And I have to admit, I'm a little bit curious to see how it's going to turn out if it actually ever gets done. In the meantime, former Major League Baseball pitcher Matt Manti is here to pick up his 1953 bad Chevy pickup. Now, when he sent us this truck, this thing was a pile of parts. We've put her all back together and added some of the baddest, seriously sweetest customizing touches, making this truck probably one of the baddest trucks we've ever built. We paid tribute to Matt's whole family in this creepy, cool kind of way, and now they're here to check it out. I hope they like it.
You brought us a really great project. We started with something really cool.
Well, I'm excited. I can't
She's
wait.
Beautiful.
I cannot wait to see it. I can't wait to hear it, see it.
We're super proud of this truck, man. I mean, we went off.
Hayden, this could be yours when you turn 16, brother.
You crazy.
When he turns 46.
Oh,
that would
go.
Be better.
There you go.
All right, I think it's time. Rolly! Bring that truck out, baby!
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that baby.
Oh, my goodness.
That is ridiculous. Holy Moses.
We wanted to make sure that the body of this truck stayed looking like the 1953 Chevy that it is, but underneath the skin, we wanted this baby to be all modern so that Matt and his family could enjoy this truck daily without having any issues. The paint on this truck is gorgeous. Two-tone, black over silver. Custom skulls on the fenders mimicking Matt's family members. In my opinion, this is one of the finest trucks this company has put out in a long time, and I'm proud to say it's a Counts Customs vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
Soak it in, man.
Wow.
It's a brand new vehicle wrapped in an old vehicle's body.
Oh, my goodness.
The chassis design, suspension, the brakes, motor, trans, everything is brand new.
Oh, look at the interior. Oh, nice touch with the baseball.
I mean, what kind of shifter should you have?
It's awesome.
That is perfect.
The paint on this thing is amazing.
It blinds you.
I love the skulls.
Look at that.
It's so cute.
Oh, for sure.
That's great.
This is unbelievable. It is
gorgeous.
Listen.
You ready to see which one the hood is?
Yes.
It was beautiful.
See, to open up the hood was brought back some good memories.
The hard work, the paint is tremendous. That is exactly what I wanted.
Hope that means we hit it on the mark.
Killed it. Thank you.
Amen, brother.
Thank
you. Got it. Well, brother man, let's see if we can go get our first ticket.
We'll go get the bail money.
I'm so glad Matt loves this truck. I know I do. And not only is this thing a wicked street machine, but it's a cool tribute to a way cool family.
Wow. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. People always relate to vehicles in different sorts of ways. With Matt, this truck is really important to him to enjoy and have fun and be a wicked hot rod, but it's something that's going to speak to his heart every time he gets behind the wheel of it, and that's really special to me.
Ah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Love it.
A few months ago, I helped Rolly buy this pile of junk that used to be an electric car, and he has begged, borrowed, and bribed everybody in this shop to help him turn this thing into what he claims is his dream car. Well, he says it's done now, and he's dying to show it off, so I guess it's time to finally look and see what Rolly's dream car looks like.
Finally, I'm ready to show you my vision.
Sorry, buddy. I can't take it seriously. Vision about an electric car.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, go ahead, Roll.
I did the exterior, interior, my way, my colors.
Okay.
I gave you a hint before what I like.
Rolly, I'm getting hungry, so
yeah.
Can we
I like
see the car?
Yeah, come
on,
see
man.
This
stop thing. Talking about it.
Watch this.
Uh-oh. Hey, Rolly! Bring your baby out!
I'll be right back.
Well, that looked like he planned that out.
I think so. But he's just been thinking.
I thought I smelled smoke.
Here he comes.
No.
Look at him. Look at him.
Now check this thing out.
Oh, look at Rolly.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
That looks pretty cool put together.
This is what I'm talking about.
Gosh,
you really
man.
Can polish a turd.
Right? My vision.
Wow.
My tiny Hungarian hot rod is straight up sexy from her tires to the rooftop. She rolls on 12-inch aluminum wheels. On inside is a sweet interior with long black and blue fur, nice and soft as a freshly groomed Hungarian sheepdog. She's got custom graphics, silver leafing, pinstriping, airbrushing, all by me. Okay, Ryan, help me a little. It turned out amazing. I mean, of course, I went with a GTO blue, which I love.
Nice.
Got some silver leaf, some pinstripe, and then, you know, the airbrushing. I had Ryan help me, so I did that with the fangs.
Nice.
Now, with help you, do you mean did all of it and then said, do you like it?
No.
I made him start it off, show me what he wanted, and I tightened it up a little bit.
Hey, I've been practicing.
So fine. Roy did a good job on his stupid little car. But He'll never be as good as me.
The whole body is brand new aluminum body.
Nice.
You like Cheeto Pics, right?
Bro.
But my version is black and blue, baby.
Now this is really cool. I like it, man.
You got your Pimpo Bill?
Yeah.
I got mine now.
I've got to say, it's definitely made
the vision
a huge transformation. It's not easy to see a project from very beginning to all the way to the end, and he did it. Without a doubt, this car screams Rolly from front to back. I'm proud of him. Never thought I would think that.
Why don't you pile in it?
Let's go. Let's go for a ride, man.
Let's go.
We're all getting in this.
Yeah, yeah, man, let's go.
Come on.
All right.
It's gonna be a little bit tight.
Come on, man.
Come on.
We got room.
They can't there do this.
All right.
We gotta get back.
Come on,
Ryan.
Really?
Come on.
Come on, man. I can't lay on top
right,
of you,
man. Hey, man, what's the smell?
Oh, man.
Oh,
spit it out.
Oh, man.
What was that all about?
I told you that was a bad idea.
My little tiny baby, she turned out sexy. She's very cool. She might not be fast enough, but I love her. It's only mine.
Get it.
Come on, baby.
You're really moving now, bud.
Are you stepping on the gas?
Careful, don't make that turn so fast. You might lose control.
Come on, baby. What's going on? I think it didn't get a full charge.